Testing, testing, testing. Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where we spill the tea on dramatic readings of copy. Okay, that last sound check was funny, but not actually helpful because that's not how I talk on this show. So welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where we spill the tea on talking normally the same way we do on the show, because that's what a sound check is for. It's for seeing how you talk and whether it sounds good in a normal way.
One of these days I'm going to do the Danielle version of our theme song.
I just started recording by coughing directly into my microphone.
That's what the people want to hear.
I'm sure it's someone's kink.
Like the guy from La Boheme.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no. I mean, yeah, probably.
That would put a whole nother spin on it.
What if you do a modern staging of La Boheme, like a Ivo Van Hove, like stark, empty, and you just play it straight, except the main character actually has a coughing kink.
He's just got a boner the whole time. That's just Rent.
That is just Rent. I just invented Rent. I listened to that song from Mozart, L'Opera Rock, that Dima skates to. And I found out that in the original 3-minute version of it, it doesn't have the big gasp of air. Oh, it was a gif from, I want to say, The Office. I've never seen The Office. I know, I'm a horrible comedian. I've never seen The Office.
God, every single man on Tinder could never date you.
That's great for me.
It really is.
It's funny because my Wi-Fi died while I was bitching about Evan Lysacek. So it's basically like the universe is trying to save me from myself.
At some point, I said something that offended this person so badly that they went through the trouble of not just muting me, but blocking me.
Well, welcome. I've been canceled too. There's a prison underneath the Sendai Monument, and that's where we're kept for Yuzu crimes. Is it bad that I couldn't remember the word for fun home and I almost said homestuck? The first thing that this website has decided to show me is Pete Davidson revealed he has a porno shower in his apartment because of course
he has
he
a porn what?
It's a porno shower. I'm going to go ahead and see what that is. I would think it's probably a shower that gets you, like, so clean after work, because that's what I would think I would want a porno shower to be. It's a nice bathroom, but what? I don't even see a shower in here.
Also, let's record a nice segue into this.
You don't want to keep Pete Davidson's porno shower in the
No, I do. I really...